Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Angie Thompson with Elder Care. How you doing, hey, young lady?
Tom, happy December 2nd to you.
And to
I'm
you,
too.
I'm
doing great. How many shopping days till Christmas?
23 and a half.
Yeah, we're almost there, aren't we?
Yes, we are. You've got a visual aid. Let's go ahead and just pop that.
Give everybody a chance to log onto our website and take a look at this.
Sweet. There you go. Yeah. See, she always brings signage. I like that.
Yeah, signage. Hey, it's the world of development.
It is.
It is show and tell and education. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. So what's developing in elder care?
Well, lots of really great things. You know, this last year we were able to do some exciting things with our image. And so today we get to talk about Angie's favorite things. So I'm excited to share some of what's happening. But we started our year looking at an opportunity to refresh our website and our imaging. Mm-hmm. So what we were able to do is totally rebrand some of our core services, like our elder care brand. We have a new icon. If you look at our website, which is abouteldercare.org, you'll be able to see some of that refresh and that rebranding, but we created new logos for our core services, you know, for Brighter Living Services, for Daybreak, for Foundation Therapy Services, for our Bohan Clinic, and our in-home services.
Wow, yes, you have. I mean, I'm looking at this nice little card.
Visual aids. There you go.
And all of those nice little images are right there. And, you know, and it's easy to follow. And, you know, each entity has its own little kingdom
little icon.
Here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so. We worked with a local graphic designer, and she did an amazing job of helping us bring these ideas into fruition. Uh-huh. And so she did our website for us. You know, I really encourage folks to get on that website and look, because it's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Great storytelling. But she helped us develop icons for each of our core services. And Sparklight Video Services came in and did a virtual tour of our building from the front door to the back door. And that's on our site.
That's a big building.
Yeah, it is a big building. So you don't want to miss that. 37,000 square feet. You know, it's just a really great refresh and rebrand of our organization.
That is really, truly amazing. Now, I'm looking at Brighter Living, and that's something that a lot of people are familiar with. But for the folks who never heard of it, tell us a little bit about Brighter Living.
Well, Brighter Living is a private pay service that folks can engage in, and our staff will come into your home, wherever that may be. You know, it might be at a home you've lived in for 50 years, or it could be at a local rehab facility, but we will come where you are and help you with your daily chores. There's a whole list of opportunities that our staff can help you complete. And if you look on our website under Brighter Living Services tab, you'll see all of those. But what's really neat about the Brighter Living Services this year is a grant from the Parson Foundation and the Lion Foundation helped us purchase a brand new wheelchair accessible van. So our staff can now take patients and clients to see doctor, they're on their doctor appointment, or you know, a physical situation or physical therapy if they need support and help being transported for medical services. We can do that in a wheelchair accessible van, and we're so grateful to the Lion Foundation and the Parson Foundation for helping us purchase that van.
Wow, Brighter Living just got brighter.
It did.
Great. Thank you, folks. Daybreak. Tell us a little bit about Daybreak.
Well, Daybreak is a great opportunity for individuals who may have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, and they need a loving environment during the day where they can go and receive support. The thing about Daybreak that I really love, Tom, is they have a whole day of activities planned. You know, they have therapeutic art. They play games together. They have meals together. They have transportation to and from. You know, it's in the morning from 7:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon. And then they have exercise. So, you know, what's really great is if you're caring for a parent or a spouse and you need that break during the day, you know, you can bring your loved one to Daybreak and they can be cared for in a loving environment that's compassionate and with skilled staff, and have a fun experience. And then you can pick them up at the end of the day. You're refreshed, you know, and you can spend the evening then with your loved one or your parent. You know, I'll tell you a story about a lady that I met not long ago. She works at a large organization here in town, but she said that her mother needed support. She was the sole caregiver, and that was the only way she could go to work, was to bring her mother to daybreak to be cared for. She would pick her mother up after work and then care for her in the evening. You know, I can't imagine that kind of a schedule, but these are the kinds of success stories that we hear of families who benefit from daybreak. It's a day experience for their loved one, and it's respite for those who are giving care.
That is wonderful. And what you said about all the different activities, engagement is so important because, you know, when you have the quiet times, the lull and things like that, things can get a little cloudier. Yeah. But as long as there's engagement and fun.
Yes, it is fun.
Everything just turns out a little bit brighter.
You know, and I love the physical exercise component of it.
Oh, yes.
You know, because my background is in physical fitness. So, you know, I hear stories about how the folks, after they're engaged in those exercises, you know, they regain some strength, you know, their mobility increases. And there's something about exercising that just stimulates the brain, you know, and the family members tell us often how their loved one experiences strength, you know, their mobility increases, their cognitive skills increase, you know, just from that little bit of exercise that they get during the day. It really is a great opportunity. And right now during the holidays, you know, people may feel like they just want a little something extra. This is a great gift.
Check it out
give.
Through elder care.
Yes.
Wow.
Brighter Living Services would be a great Christmas gift for someone, and Daybreak would be a great Christmas gift.
Well, put that on the list. We're talking with Angie, and she is with Elder Care and Foundation. I think we've heard this name.
Yes.
Just a little bit ago with a couple of nice people in here.
Yeah. Josh was here a couple of months ago with Caitlin Warren.
Yep.
But Foundation is one of the refresh images that we've experienced at Elder Care. You know, Josh says, for a healthy life, you have to begin with a solid foundation. And that was what he was thinking when he named it Foundation Therapy Specialist. But, you know, just being able to work with a physical therapist or a physical therapy assistant to keep your strength up, you know, to keep your posture straight, you know, it increases your mobility. It increases your, it improves your outlook, you know. But, yeah, Foundation Therapy Specialist works with adults of all ages, okay? So it's not just limited to those over 65, adults of all ages. You know, if you're just recovering from a surgery and you need some support, we have four doctors of physical therapy, a physical therapy specialist, and two physical therapy assistants. So there's a great staff of trained professionals who can help you recover from surgery or just get active again if you want to get active again.
That is wonderful. That truly is. And you know something? They see little miracles every day. I was talking with Dr. Josh, and he was saying that, yeah, you put a little smile on your face, but you ought to see the smile on their face when they realize, oh, wow, we've taken this up a notch, haven't we?
You know,
getting well feels good.
It does, you know, feeling strong enough to get up out of your chair and take a walk around the block or come to the aftercare facility there at Aftercare and walk on the treadmill and work out on the equipments. Pieces of equipment. You know, it really is a mental boost, and it just makes you feel so good about yourself and about your life.
Now, our health clinic kind of rocks, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, we have the Dr. Gerald has over 35 years of experience as an internist, and you know, everybody knows Dr. Gerald.
He's yes, they do.
so smart, and he works with a great team. Tracy Stuckey is the nurse practitioner there. You know, just super smart people, and they're so compassionate. I'll tell you a story. you know, a lot of folks know Stephen Colon. He's one of our board members, you know. And he was telling me that when he was an RVS trust officer, he witnessed so often bringing his clients to the Bohon Clinic. He saw firsthand, you know, how the staff at the Bohon, you know, they don't rush through the experience. They really take their time diagnosing the problem that the patient may be having, working with them to create a solution. You know, whether it was just, you know, a chronic illness, or they were looking for that a primary care physician, if, you know, for someone who's over 65. Mm-hmm. The clinic was that compassionate, and they cared for clients. And Stephen saw this firsthand, and, you know, knew that it was just a brilliant place for people to come when they're aging. And we still see that.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. And now in home.
Yeah, in-home is a neat feature. I don't know that a lot of folks know about it, but our staff will go into the home and help with light housekeeping. You know, sometimes we just need a little lift, you know, and those daily chores can be a drag. So if we need a little lift, the in-home service might be a good resource.
Indeed. You know, it's one of those things where every year it just gets a little bit more tedious. And yeah. Why not just give yourself a break?
Yeah.
And you got fine, able-bodied, friendly people to help. Let's do it. That's good.
You know, now some of the things that I really wanted to talk about, looking back at 2021, you know, we did rebrand our image and our logos and that kind of thing. But I think the story for me is that we were able to serve over 1,500 individuals and their families, and we were able to do it because of people in the community who supported our organization through their donations. Mm-hmm. You know, we have 75 employees, and our employees provided over 189,000 service hours to people in our community. They work tirelessly. Some of them are still working remotely from home because of COVID restrictions. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I don't know that people really understand how taxing that can be to almost have two different offices. You know, you've got your office at home, and then you have your office in our elder care mm-hmm. building. But our employees have, for 2 years, just done an amazing job of being there for the clients. And our clients and our patients and our participants, they are still using elder care. 1,500 of them were serviced this last year because of our 75 employees. To me, that is a really remarkable story to tell.
It is. And if somebody's got, say, I don't know, $1,000 burning in their pocket, how do we go about to helping you help others?
Well, you know, it's not too late to give. And, you know, they could look at our website and look under our philanthropy page. That website is abouteldercare.org. But on the philanthropy page, it will show you how you can write a check and mail it in. Or if you'd like to use a stock as a gift, we can help you with that. And we also have online giving. But the gifts that folks give will directly impact those that we serve. And I think that's the story that is important. You know, the gifts, the donations, the financial support, it directly impacts all of our programs, and it impacts the people that we serve.
Angie, we have a big footprint here locally. Can you tell us just about how big?
You mean for the
area that we serve?
Oh, three counties, Washington County, Nowata, and Osage counties.
Wow, yeah. That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
But here we are. We're trying to help folks age in place and have a good time doing it, too.
You know, and again, I just encourage folks, look at our website and read about the programs that are available. You know, read about the employees and the stories that they share, the impact statements that our clients and participants make. You know, it's one of the organizations that people want to be a part of. You know, the supporters want to make their donations to elder care because they know the reputation that we have in our community, and they know that we spend the funds in the way that they want.
Indeed. Very careful with the dollar, as we say.
We are indeed.
Angie with Elder Care, thank you very much for being here, Ms. Thompson. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom, and Merry Christmas to you and all of our friends out there.